That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's incredible. Once again, from 1970. Yeah, 1970, your song of the day, Mama Told Me Not to Come, by Three Dog Night. 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
I'm just going to jump in real quick and just say one thing. For originality, it's a 10.
Creativity.
Creativity. Yes.
Yeah, they decided they're going to give it hell on that song.
1970.
Yeah, 1970.
Wow.
There was a lot going on in that song. Rick Heyman, there was a lot going on in that song.
That was a lot. I mean, the headphones really add to it.
It changes it. There were some things I've never heard in that song before.
Right, just a little...
Ow, yeah. There's somebody yelling in the background.
Yeah, yeah, we both were captivated. Captivating. Captivating on with your headphones on, for sure. And just the creativity in that song is incredible. God, I don't even know what to say. You just don't hear. I'm kind of blown away by the whole 70s phenomenon. As you know, 9.1754.
Okay, win the nines, Bill.
Jake, I don't know if you've ever picked a more creative song that you selected. It's up at the highest. It's not your highest song ever.
Convoy.
Convoy. C.W. McCall. I'm going to go with a 922229. Absolutely. Was incredible.
Jake.
We're both the nines today.
Oh, Jake. Thank you.
I thought sometimes you mail it in when you have your golf league.
No,
golf
deal, no. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I picked it out way before.
I thought you were going to play Kenny Chesney or something.
No, yeah. I picked that song up at about 2 p.m. yesterday. Yeah, early, before golf league. It was picked.
Nice.
We got to guess Ben's score.
Ben's going to be a 6-2.
I think Ben liked it. Yeah. Probably not in the nines. 6-2 for Bill, he says. What are you thinking here?
Yeah, I'll stick with what Bill's saying. 6-2.
6-8. 3.2. That's about right.
3.2. Look at Ben's face. Look at Ben's face.
Ben, why didn't you like it?
Ben, that's a good song.
Ben, I don't even know. We put it in the nines, Ben put it as a 2.
3.2.
Yeah, 3.2.
He was starting to bring it back.
Nope.
He's right. Nope.
Yeah.
Ben, this can help you be cool.
Yeah,
when you're trying
cool
out,
factor,
you know, in the dating scene, if you can, see, if you know this music, when it's going to help you.
When you ask to do another season of,
yeah,
of helping us on early break, we're going to say nope,
nope, nope.
Remember that Three Dog Night score,
Benjamin? Nope. I'm joking.
Yes,
you're incredible, Ben.
We like Ben. Okay, some scores before Bill's thrills. BIB says 7.1. Giltner 10. Great job. Yes. John in Southeast Lincoln, 8 on that one. Jennifer, 8. Hubby, 7.8. Pretty good score.
I knew they would like it.
Good Brad scores. Jennifer.
Rod in South Lincoln says that is a 8. The Bandit, never heard that song. 6.5.
Never heard it, really?
Interesting.
Well, the Bandit might be like 25 years old.
Could be young.
He's a young.
Jake and Hickman says, yikes, 2.5. Sanderson, never liked that song, 3.8.
Sanderson.
Culligan J, not a fan, 1. Scott and Bancroft, 3.22. Low scores today. And Kevin says, Ben is way off on this one.
That's okay, Ben.
He is.
Yeah. So, Ben, everybody's different opinions on songs. It's fine.
That is your song of the day again. Mama Told Me Not to Come, 1970 from Three Dog Night.
If everyone had the headphones on, they all would have went up 2 points.
It sounded really good in the headphones.
It was incredible, really the things I picked up on.
Yeah, headphones really help.
Thank you.
Well, it is time, without further ado, for Bill's Thrills Bugaboo Tuesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach.
But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for your free consultation today. Bill, Tuesdays are Sip's favorite day of the week for this. Bugaboo Tuesday, things that bother Bill.
Something's bothering me. It's about judgment. People making judgments on others.
Ooh,
that bothers me. That bothers me.
Ooh, that's a good flip.
Things that bother me. Society's discomfort with the donut people. Society's discomfort with the donut people.
Oh.
It bothers me.
Oh.
I've heard it 100 times. I've heard it recently in a passing of things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it bothers me. Hey, look at that clown driving on the emergency donut tire.
Oh, a donut tire.
Oh, yeah, the donut tire. Yeah. Yeah. I love them. I absolutely love them. Trying to get through the day. When they made the decision, right here, this is tire number 4 until things get better. This is the tire I choose. It's meant to go 50 miles. I'm going to go about 6,000-7,000 on it. I'm going to whip around town in my Cobalt with the donut tire on. But when you drive by, you judge someone immediately on that tire. You know they're not just limping in from the interstate. It's like they drive by. It's like, nope, they've been driving that for about 3 weeks. Oh, they drive on the donut for a long time.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You see it. They're donut people.
It's embarrassing when you have a donut on.
No, it's not. You're the problem. See, you're the problem. It's not. You're good people. They're just trying to get by. They're just trying to get by. See, don't do that. Ben would be one of those guys. I can see Ben. Look at that guy. That donut. You know what? Maybe he's just trying to get to work.
What if I had a donut on my truck for 3 weeks? You guys would say something.
No, I wouldn't. I'd support you.
Simple. Never change that.
The donut.
I'd support you.
You need help?
I'd support you. I told you right here. It bothers me. Society's discomfort with the donut people.
It's discomforting.
Yes. I love, respect them. They're trying to get through the day.
You don't want to wake up and walk outside, look at your car and see a donut on there. You don't,
but you know what? Don't get down on them. Don't get down on those people.
That's a bad day for you, though. I got to get that donut off.
Don't get down on them.
Like an idiot.
If you want to get yours off, you might. You know what? They feel like idiots, too. And, but you know what? They're just trying to get to work. They're just trying to get to Lincoln Industries. That's what they're trying to do.
No, that's a good point. Yeah. It's a stopgap.
And sometimes this happens more than you think. Where it's like, okay, I blew a tire out. I put the donut on. I'm gonna drive 20 miles to get it fixed. They'll wheel around that baby for a couple of weeks.
Here's the question on donut, and this is the thing that you always wonder about. You can't take that donut out on the interstate and go 80. You can only go
like 50 miles an hour or something like that. Yeah, but you get through that
heavy rotation.
Heavy rotation. Yeah. And the other, well, it's a lot smaller than the other tires. So that can't be good. It just can't be good. Doesn't. I'm just gonna say right now, I know nothing about vehicles, but if you have three tires, one size and one the other, I think you start just driving in circles, don't you?
That's why Bill says don't get rid of it. I love the optics of it.
I love it. Oh, good. If I see
keep
a
donut,
when you see a donut person, you give them the thumbs up. You give them.
You keep doing
them,
you, man.
You're all right.
You keep you're
gonna,
doing
it's you. Gonna get better. You're gonna get that donut off. Build them up. Build people up, Steve.
No, you're right.
That's right. What's the text line
we
saying?
We got a lot of response to this one in the text line. By the way, YouTube first. We get to YouTube. Steven says, nothing like seeing a donut passing you gut on going 80 on the interstate.
Guy's got a donut.
You guy's got a donut on.
Pass by
anytime
donut.
You see a donut guy, you notice it now. You don't just let and you don't let it go real easily. You go, look at that guy.
Good God. Let's see. Jason at AAA says, I work here at AAA. Oh, I see it all the time, the flat tire with no spare because they drove on a donut until it was flat.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
AAA. We got a guy from AAA.
How about that?
Jason.
Is there any,
AAA?
Jason, is there any other questions you have
office
for him?
At? Yeah, where's your office at? That's incredible. AAA's calling in.
That is cool.
Yeah, get that for your daughter if you have a daughter, too. Get AAA for him.
John says, it's funny to see a Jeep with three big tires and one little donut tire. Yeah.
It happens. It happens all here. You'll see one today sometime, probably.
So you're saying don't judge people on
just
that.
Don't judge them. Yeah. Hey, they got a lot going on.
Yeah.
If they're still driving with a donut on 2 weeks later, their life is really jacked up. They are. That's like, because that'd be the first thing I would think of is like, yeah. If I have that, like, hey, tomorrow morning, immediately, I'm getting the donut off.
Right.
So if you don't get it off, you got a lot of stuff going on.
Like 3 days with the donut's a little much.
It's a lot.
Yeah, if you bleed into 2 weeks.
Jake and Hickman says, dang, Bill, this is hitting close to home. I definitely do a lot of judging with the donut people.
You do. You see them and you judge. Now we're better. Now we're better.
Don't judge it.
Don't judge them.
There's a lot going on in this world.
There's a lot going on. Anything else, Jake?
Someone says, don't forget the max speed is about 35 miles per hour. And then these people are doing 80 in them also. That's the real problem.
Now, hold on. 35 seems light.
I think 50 could get out of it. I'm not sure.
I think you could get to 50. But think about 50 on the interstate's really slow.
That is.
It's really embarrassing.
You're just trying to get to the next exit. Hope for the best.
That's it.
Next exit.
Get to Cubby's.
Someone says, this is Noah from Lincoln. A donut guy just drove by where I'm at right now.
See?
He just saw a donut right now where he's at. Somewhere in Lincoln.
Donut people. Society's discomfort with donut people.
We do have a reference to a previous Bill Strolls before we get out of here. Yeah. Okay. This is from WIB on the text line. It says, tell Bill I stopped at a lemonade stand by a couple guys, and then right next to them, their younger sister opened up a shaved ice stand, paid them both. Boom.
Thank you.
Lemonade stand, shaved ice.
Well, this is going to
paid both.
This is going to come in handy because this is what he just talked about is going to be there's some things going on up at the bank. Up in Creighton today. That's incredible.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
So keep a 20 in your wall. I need to do that.
Yeah, at all times.
Keep some cash.
Just have some cash, some fives, some ones and stuff. And then, sometimes you can ask them to eliminate. Hey, run it inside and
get your dad out here.
Yeah. Maybe he has change.
A lot of Katrinka weighs in. Patrinka. A lot of racetrack people used to have four donut tires, LOL. That's good.
See? And Fawner Park. Fawner Park.
Oh, by the way, Alabama from yesterday, the band.
Yeah.
Patrinka has seen Alabama 4 times. Mm.
Tennessee River, yesterday's song of the day.
Thank you very much. Today's
good job,
song was
Bill.
Incredible.
That was fun.
That was Bill Strill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Cash cows.
Hour two. Is next. We got a prediction from CBS Sports in Nebraska football.
Is it Fernelli?
It's Tom Fernelli. No, the Fernelli. King of the offseason. Yeah. Next on Early Break on the Ticket.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.